Hi, this is Rhonda. You may be wondering, do I need to have all of my core offers figured out right now? Well, no. It's helpful, though, just to get a bare outline, as suggested in Webinar 5. The main idea here is for you to create titles, a title for your free irresistible offer that they can download immediately off of your website. This gets them on your list, and you get to build trust, trusting a relationship with them over time so that when you do market and invite them to enroll with you, they're not surprised. They've already had a sense of your value. You want a name for your introductory offer, which is a consult or a sample session. It's better just not to call it a coaching sample session or a coaching consult. You want a nice name for it, a name that is outcome-based. Same thing with your freebie, right? And you want to have a title for your fee-based offer. For that, for you, it may just be one-on-one coaching. But wouldn't it be great if it had a program name, something short, something pithy, something that really had to do with a key outcome that they want? There's lots of examples for you in the materials and the focus guide for Webinar 5, so take a look at those and see if you can emulate them for your target audience. You can add more fee-based programs and products as you go along. Nobody expects you to have all this up and running when you first start a business. If you've been in business for a while, you might be able to take some things that you've already created and update them and make them more about your target audience. But just be sure you're not trying to sell things that aren't relevant to your target audience now that you've got a niche in the target audience. Don't wait until everything is done before you get clients. Get clients as soon as you can so that you learn from them, and then you'll feel better about finessing and creating more things for your funnel of offers.